Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Hello, Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Maseches Chulin Daf Yud Gimel. We begin all the way down here at the Mishnah, which is around 8-9 lines from the bottom. Says the Mishnah, Shchitas Oyved Kichavim. Suppose a goy does Shchita, and it was a proper Shchita, under supervision. You're watching him. What's the status of that meat? Is it mutter? No, nevela. We treat it like a dead ant, like a carcass. It's usr. You can't eat it. Umetama b'masa. Furthermore, if one should even carry that material, henceforth, even without direct contact, just merely by carrying it, the forbidden meat transmits tuma, like any other nevela, which is metame, by way of carrying it. Now, why? Why is the shechit of a goy not valid? So Tosis back in the Gimel brings, based on the Pasuk, we learn from there, only one who is instructed, only a yid who is meant to do shechita, he can do the shechita, as opposed to a goy who has no relevance to this topic. Therefore, even a properly executed shechita has no validity. Says the Gemara, nevela in. You're calling it a nevela, which implies that you can't eat it. But what about hano? Can you have benefit from this material? Isur hano, loy. We don't say it's asur bahano, mantana. Whose opinion are we following? Deloy, amar b'chia bar b'rabi abar v'yechon, deloy k'rabi liyezer. We're not going to Rabi Liyezer. According to him, it's even worse. It's treated like avodah zarah material. The Rabi Liyezer, according to him, amar, he tells us, stam, the presumed mindset of a guy is for the sake of his idol. In which case, this material becomes idol material. It was meant to serve an idol. Amri tells us, Stam, Machshebes, Oyved Kecham, the presumed mindset of a guy is for the sake of Avodas Kecham. Rashi brings the Gemara later. Even if a Yid does a Shechita for a guy, since the guy's objective is to serve his idol with this procedure, so the Yid is doing it on behalf of the guy, his act assumes that status as well. Now, certainly if the guy himself does a Shechita, which is our case. So according to them, it's asr bahano. You cannot even have benefit from the material. But our mission disagrees with that. It's merely asr bahachila and no more. Rabbi Yami Omar says that's obvious because the Mishnah calls it a nevela. Obviously, it's just asr bahachila. Rather, he says the inference from the Mishnah could be is as follows. Rabbi Yami Omar, hachi tani, the Mishnah means like this. Shchitas oyved kechavim nevela. The Mishnah is stressing that only if a guy does a shechita, it's a nevela, and no worse than that. Ha, but let's make a duke. Ha demin. But if the shechita was done by a min, which is somebody who's really attached to avodah zarah, a priest, right, totally committed to the cause, then his shechita assumes an even worse status. In this case, we say la avodas kecham was meant for idol worship, and it's also even bahano. Tanina lahatan rabbanan, it's our Mishnah. Will be used as a support to the item mentioned in the Braisa, that in fact, Shchitas Min, Lavedes Kechavim. The Shchita of a Min is presumed to be Lavedes Zara, and it's Asr Bahano. And even a Yisrael Min, we're talking about a Yid, who has this agenda, and Rashi says, certainly if it's a Goy, who has this agenda. Pitoi Paskusi, so this Yid who's considered a Min, is treated like a Lavedes Zara person. For all extent and purposes, his bread is off limits, like the bread of a goy, yainoi, yaines, worse than a goy, right? The Mepharshim brings like a kuti. The kutim had an even worse status. I mean, the bread of a goy, if it's paspalter, commercially produced, then there's a heter, but by a kuti, even that's also even worse than a. Yainesach, the wine of this Jewish men, is considered like yainesach of it. Is there a wine? Sfarav Sifrei Kaisman. His scrolls, his Torah, the Vim Aksum that he writes. We burn them like the Sifrei Kaisim, like the books of these sorcerers, of these idol worshippers. Peiros of Tvalin, his produce presumed to be Asr and Tevel. He doesn't do Meiser. Veish Ivan, some take it a step further. Even in family affairs. We turn to Amabez. Bottom Mamzerin, his sons, his children are presumed to be Mamzerin because they're less than careful in these matters. Tanakama, he disagrees, don't take it that far. Ishtay Lemafka, he wouldn't abandon his wife, he wouldn't let his wife interact with others, so there's no issue of the children at least. Okay, Amar Rav. Let's go back and review the halacha, Rabbi Ami. Shchitas oivet kichav nevela. Okay, so we say the shchita of a regular guy is just a nevela, but if it's the a min who's infatuated with the system of avodah zarah, the priest or whatever, so then in that case, it's considered avodah zarah material as well. Says the Gemara, how do you know which guy we're dealing with? Maybe this particular guy is a min. V'neichosh shem aminu. Maybe he's a min, which is even worse than regular guys. So you can't even have a na from his shchita. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua. It's unlikely. Ein minin b'umoyis ev l'kacham. It's unlikely to find a min by the goyim. So we don't have to be concerned about that. Says, what do you mean? You find plenty of them. We find many goyim who are infatuated with avodah zarah. How could we say that? Ema ein roiv oydei kechav minen. Most likely, right? The majority of the goyim are not minen. So we don't have to concern ourselves with small percentages. Savala kihas Rav Nachman, who made this assertion, made this determination, he holds kiha like Rabbi Yechanan. The Amar Rabbi Chia, Bar Abba Rabbi Yechanan, even in Eretz Yisrael, Nachar Shebechutz Laretz, the Goyim in Chutz outside Eretz Yisrael, they lost their religiosity. Love Oivdik Avodis Kachavim. They don't really believe in the cause of Avodis Zara. Ela Minig of Asim Biyadein. It's just they carry on the tradition that was handed down to them from their parents. They got used to it. It's part of their lifestyle. But it's not a true belief. And therefore, says Tosfos, even in Eretz Yisrael, which seemed to have been the focal point of all these things in those days, so even there, we say they're not so, they don't really identify completely with Avodah Zarah, to the extent that their activities, that their shchita and all that should be considered for Avodah Zarah. Hence, we could take a lenient approach, and unless confirm that he's a man, a regular guy, you assume it's just a pasul shchita, but no more. Amar Rav Yosef. Okay, on this topic, Bar Menyum Amar Rav Nachman. Ein minin b'umis oved kichav. A new statement, unrelated to the previous. By goyim, there's no concept of min. They don't have a status of min. Lamai, regarding what? What do you mean? Ilayim al shchita, regarding shchita? Of course there is. We just said there is. Hashta shchitas min di Yisrael. Look, even by Yisrael is a min. Amr's Asiri, you say it's Asr, completely banned, it's like Avodah Zarah. The Oibdik Chavimibay, certainly by the guy. Needless to say, if a guy is a min, what do you mean there's no min status? Ella, it means like this. Linin Maritin, regarding lowering them into the pit. We learn now, Mesachat Avodah Zarah, the minim, I meant, you do that to the minim. By the way, the Chazanish explains that it doesn't really pertain nowadays, it's only when the world was at a much higher spiritual level, so this was considered an affront to Hashem, Kaviyachal, and we were meant to eradicate any complicating factors, but today it would have the opposite effect. It would be viewed as violence, and it would just not have any positive effect whatsoever, so today it's not so. It's not pertinent. In any case, there's a halacha called Meiritin, and that applies to a real min. Ask the Gemara again, same question. Why would the guy be exempt from this status, from this procedure? Hashta the Yisrael Meiritin, if a min by Yisrael is meant to be dealt with this way, to remove this spiritual threat from our nation, do I become a boy? Certainly by the guy. If a guy is a min, certainly we treat him to that treatment. So what do you mean there's no min by goyim? Omar Rav Ukva Bar Chama. He was just referring to a very specific component, a very specific component of Hilchas Kachim. We discussed this the other day. Even a guy we know can send a carbon, can donate a carbon. What if the guy is a renegade? He doesn't adhere to his commandments. He has halacha of Avodah Zarah as well, right? Sheva mitzvahs. He doesn't do that. So if he was a yid, a renegade yid, you cannot accept a carbon from him. But not by a guy. Only a yid due to our high status. All these activities, all these misbehaviors affect us and, get in the way. But by a guy, the expectations are lower, the standards are lower, and therefore even a guy who's a min can still send a karm. That was his point. It was a very specific halach. To enable us to accept a carbon from them. The Sanya, as we look in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Adam ki yakrev mikem, carbon Lashem. Mikem means only some of you can send a carbon. Like kulchem, haitzi, some umar. A yid who is a meshumah, there's a renegade who rejects our Torah. He's exempted. He's rejected from bringing a carbon. Mikem, we also learn, bachem chilakti. This exemption, this disabling the mumar is only by bachem, amongst Yisrael. V'loi b'adi kecham, but by a goy, if you have a fellow who has this type of mindset, you can still accept karbonis from him. Mamai. How do we know that a goy who's a mumar can still send a karbon? Dilmach kamer, maybe the pasuk means like this. Mi'Yisrael mitzadike kabel, mirushay loite kabel. Maybe the pasuk is like this. Adam ki akrim mikem karbon. Only some of you, only tzaddikim, not the rishayim. Right? Aval ma'ivik yicham, klal klal loy. Perhaps a guy is not entitled at all to send the carbon, not even the righteous guy. No, you can't say that. We have a pasuk which allows them. You can entertain that notion. The sanya of a brisa. Pasuk says, ish, ish, right? And basically, Israel will send the carbon. What's the repetition? Ish, ish, to cover even the guy? Ish. Once it says it once, matamala, what's the point of saying it again? Ish, ish. L'rabois, oidei kechavim, shenoidrim, v'nedorim, unadavitz kishroel, to allow a guy to send a carbon donation just like a yid. So apparently when the Pasuk is excluding, the Pasuk means to say like this. A guy can send the carbon, and even a guy who's a misbehaving guy, because the exemption of Mikem is only Mikem. Amongst you, amongst Yisrael, we say only Tzadikim and not Rishayim, but amongst the Goyim, that's not a factor. Okay, so in a nutshell, we learned that a shkit of a Goy, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is considered by the Zohar, but according to Chachamim, it's just an Avela. But a Min, in fact, if it's a, you know, if it's a confirmed Min, then we treat it like a Zohar material. Regarding sending carbonis, we said even a guy, a mumar, can still send a car. Okay, Mishnah says the shchita of a guy is a nevela and it's metame. Well, obviously, pshita, of course, every nevela transmits tumma. Pshita, kiven the nevela, once it has the status of a nevela, you give it that label. Metame b'mas, of course, there's issue of tumma b'mas. The Mishnah is like this. It's limited to masa only. Zu metame b'mas, this animal transmits tumma by way of carrying it. There's another similar type of phenomenon, a different shchita. In that case, the material is so tainted that it transmits to me even indirectly. If you find yourself under the same roof of that material, what shchita are we talking about? A behemoth shechta for the sake of avodah zarah, that transmits to me like a dead person, even in an oil. Like his sheet, there's another version. It's the opposite. I'm a rabba. He told me, Mishnah is like this. This one transmits tumah by way of masa and not oil, because it's only an avela. V'yesh locha acheres. She kazu. Shematamah b'masa. V'ena b'tamah b'oil. There's another one. That's very similar to this. And has the same status. Same exact status, only masa, not oil. V'ezah, which one is that? Zutokres over the zara. Animal that was shechted for the sake of idol worship. Right? To serve the idol. Has no worse status than an avela. And that's what the Mishnah meant when it added the words umetame b'masa. It's referring to that other case. And not like Rabbi Dura Maseiru says that it's metame like a mace, like a dead person b'oil. It doesn't have that severity. With the like Rabbi Dura Maseiru. Sani, where do we find this shita? Rabbi Dura Maseiru Aymer. Minayim. How do we know? Something served by the Zara has such a great capacity for a tumah, can even spread it in an oil. So the pasuk here is referring to something served by the Zara and treats it like a mace, connects it to a dead person regarding its tumah status. Ma mace metamah boil, just like a mace, will send its tumah around to anything under the same roof. After Kroibis of its Kicham, likewise, something served to an idol has that same capacity of Tum Metamah B'Oil. So the two is still in the Mishnah. Either We're going like the Shita of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Seira that takrivs avodah zarah b'tam oil, or we're going like the opposing view that it's not b'tam oil. Continues the Mishnah. A sheichet b'layla. If a proper sheichet does a proper shechita, but it's night time, it's dark. V'chein asuma sheshachet, or a blind man who does shechita, shechita zekshera, it works. Even though he couldn't really keep an eye on what he's doing. Asks the Gemara, you mean it's only after the fact? You shouldn't really do this? Hashoichet sounds like it's b'dievet. After it's done, we say it's okay. In, yeah, l'chatchila, but initially, well, you shouldn't initiate this process. For a minute, we have a kasha from another halacha. It's a b'raisa, lo ilum shoichten. You can shecht any time in the day or night. Bein b'yayim, bein b'layla. Bein b'raish ha'kag, bein b'raish ha'sfina. On your rooftop, on the boat. Rashi explains this based on the Gemara later, that there's a concern about it being perceived like he's serving an idol. Okay, in this case you can do it. So what pertains to us is the daytime, nighttime issue. Here it says you can do it l'chatchila, and the Mishnah by us says it's only good after the fact, you shouldn't do it at night. Omra, Papa, depends on the degree of light here. When the Brisa allows shechting at night, b'shavuka kenegda, he has a torch right there, has the floodlights on. Of course you can do it. There's no isra to shecht at night if you can see properly. Whereas Amish is speaking that it's dark. Amar Rav Ashi, Deikonami, I'll even prove to you from the wording of the Mishnah that our Mishnah is speaking that it's darkish, and the Braisa there is speaking when it's light. Deikonami, Tani Hasan Dumidiyayim, because there the Mishnah pairs together night and day. Beim Bayayim, Beim Elayla. Implicating that even the nighttime experience is very similar. It's as lit as day. And that's why you can do l'chatchila v'hacha, but in our Mishnah, it pairs together nighttime with a summa, a blind man who cannot see. Do me the summa. Apparently we're speaking that it's dark. Shema Mino, that proves that our Mishnah is speaking in a dark setting, in which case, it's not advisable, but the evidence, if it was a successful shechita, the meat is kasher. Okay? All the best to you, and atzlacha rab.